Also, to let you know, this program is being recorded for broadcast and replay on our website, on Awakening Together Radio, and on our YouTube channel. Please be aware that by speaking or typing on the board, you give consent to have your comments become a part of the recording. By the way, Gloria and everyone, I've already pushed record, so the mic is officially yours. And thank you. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Dawn. And welcome, as Dawn said, to the sanctuary this week. Wow, we're already in the month of June. I mean, time is just as illusional as it is definitely not waiting on anyone. All right. So welcome, beloveds, to the sanctuary today. I want to give everybody an opportunity here to say hello. I see we're all, as usual, broadcasting from all over this wonderful world that we live in. So I'm going to release the mic and ask Dawn to play our opening song while we greet one another on the board.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic. Awakening in the flowering of the heart, everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Great, thank you. And yes, always good to see everybody from all over. It's pushing up on summertime. It's been summertime in some places, but here in Indianapolis, it is just getting into the summer mode around here, which we have beautiful weather right now as well. All right, so I want to start with our statement of purpose, which is we are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. All right. That is our statement of purpose. You can find out more about things like that out on our website at awakening-together.org. That brings us right up to the announcements for this week. The first announcement is this summer's retreats at the retreat house include the self-inquiry retreat from June 10th through June 14th, based on the teachings of Ramana Maharshi, the Freedom from the Judge retreat from July 12th through the 14th, which is an opportunity to see the inner judge for what it is and realize it's not you. The Natural Meditation Retreat from July 22nd through the 26th, based on the teaching of Nisargadatta Maharaj, and the Silence and Satsang Retreat from August 26th through August 30th. You are also invited to come to the retreat house when we aren't offering a retreat to enjoy a personal self-guided retreat. For full information about our summer retreats and the retreat house, go to aretreathouse.org. atretreathouse.org. Sorry, I've never seen that particular website. atretreathouse.org. All right. The next up, we have Awakening Together's annual fall retreat will be held at our retreat house this year. Two retreats are being offered. The self-awareness retreat is from October 20th through the 26th, and the satsang and sangha retreat is from October 28th through November 1st. You can register for one or both retreats, whatever suits your schedule. We have room for 23 registrants at each retreat. Some will be able to lodge at the retreat house, and others may lodge nearby at places like Two Fox Cabins, the La Vida Inn, or one of the bed and breakfasts in the area. Limited scholarships are available for the retreat for those who need them. Scholarships do not include lodging, but affordable lodging is available in the La Vida area. For full details about the fall retreat, go to awakening-together.org and click on the retreats and classes menu. Next up, join us in the sanctuary tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern for an Awakening Together minister ordination ceremony. Tonight, four members will be ordained as Awakening Together ministers: Beverly Toporowski, Dawn Green, Rayla Daniels, and Shauna Summers. And congratulations to all of you guys, absolutely. Please join us in the sanctuary tonight at 8 p.m., which is 5 p.m. Pacific, to witness their ordination and congratulate them on their accomplishment. Lastly, also mark your calendars. Our quarterly member meeting will be held in the sanctuary next Sunday, June 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Regina will share the 2019 quarter one financial report and let you know about changes to the board of directors. Our chairman of the board is retiring on July 21st. A new chairman has been elected, and two new members have been elected to the board. She will also give us an update on the status of the trustee election. All right, so that concludes our announcements for this week. As always, we have lots of interactive, very cool things going on, especially with the retreat and our ordination ceremony going on tonight in the sanctuary. So if you're available, do plan to join us for that. All right, so I'm going to ask Dawn to play another song for us here, and I will rejoin us afterwards with prayer.
Welcome field where even the world
All right. Thank you, Dawn. And yes, if you all will join me for prayer. Yes, infinite grace, I am deeply grateful today for infinite grace. I acknowledge this perfect present moment, the perfection that is this perfect present moment. As I venture to talk today and to share about my own insights, my own experiences, my own life, I welcome all of presence, all of the perfection that is in this moment, as that is my primary goal, is to remain solidly focused, aware, awake, and present in this moment. I give thanks today for all of the people who make this possible. No matter what role you play, no matter how insignificant you may think your even being present here is, I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for all that each of you do to create this space, to create this atmosphere of love, of connection. And I'm always deeply grateful to be able to share in this space. So it is. So I let it be. Amen. All right. Okay, so now it is time for our reading for today. My reader for today is Kathy Smith. I want to say thank you, Kathy, for always being willing to step up and read whenever I got on your door at the last minute. So you're always great at doing that. She'll be reading from us today from Rupert Spira. As some of you know, I did a book group a couple of years ago on Rupert Spira's Transparency of Things. That book has really made a difference for me. It's very foundational for me in terms of focusing in on the presence. Are you able to see me okay? Because my camera is okay, good. All right, so yeah, that book has been truly an inspiration to me and remains an inspiration to me on this journey. So today, Kathy will be reading from us from a section there of Rupert Spira's book, The Transparency of Things. So Kathy, this mic is yours.
Thanks, Reverend Gloria. I'm always happy to read for you. This section is called The Here and Now of Presence. And before I begin the reading, I couldn't help but notice the synchronicity with Karen's meditation this morning before our service, where she was instructing to see what was over there and to know that your presence was not over there per se. It is here, but the here that it's speaking about is not a space in time. So I was just struck with how well it fit in with your selection today, Reverend Gloria, and happy to see that connection. So here we go. And also one more thing, there's a couple of whopper sentences in here, or what I call like whopper sentences that are like 4 or 5 lines long without, any sort of punctuation. So I will try to read those very slowly as I'm looking forward to some wisdom from Reverend Gloria in regards to a couple of those. So here we go, guys, the here and now of presence. All experience takes place here. This here is not a physical space. It is the space of consciousness in which all experiences, including the apparent experience of space, takes place. A distant sound takes place here. The thought that subsequently conceives that sound to be at a distance from the perceiving consciousness takes place in the same space as the sound itself. It takes place here. The chair on the other side of the room is perceived here, in exactly the same place as the sound and the thought, at no distance from consciousness. All bodily sensations take place in the same placeless place, which is here. It is not that consciousness is present everywhere. It is that everywhere is present here. This here is not a location inside the body. The body is a sensation inside this here, inside presence. Once it is understood and felt that everything takes place here, inside consciousness, the idea that experiences take place there or outside vanishes. However, the idea of here and inside need their opposite, there and outside, to have any meaning. Okay, let me scroll up here. Therefore, when the there and the outside vanish, the here and the inside also collapse. The here and the inside are just intermediary steps to relieve consciousness of the idea and the subsequent feeling that there is something there and outside at a distance from itself. And I'm going to read that one more time. The here and the inside, and those are with little quotes, the here and the inside are just intermediary steps to relieve consciousness of the idea and the subsequent feeling that there is something there and outside at a distance from itself. Once this is seen clearly, the here and the inside can also be abandoned, and consciousness is left on its own, without attributes, to shine in and as itself prior to time and place. When the there is withdrawn, the here is revealed. When the here is dissolved, consciousness shines as it is. All experience takes place now. All memories of the past take place now. All thoughts about the future take place now. The now does not last in time. All time lasts in it. However, the now cannot exist without the idea of a then, a past or a future. Therefore, the past and the future are reduced in understanding to the present and the then present, which cannot stand alone, is merged into consciousness. And that was one of those where I was like, what? But at any rate, the here of space and the now of time are revealed as the same placeless, timeless presence of consciousness. Okay, and here's the other whopper for me. This placeless, timeless presence is the transparent, and I'm going to look this word up for the pronunciation because it's not one I use, but it's homogeneous. So this placeless, timeless presence is the transparent, homogeneous, substantial, ever-present reality of experience within which and ultimately as which the fleeting, insubstantial, and intermittent experiences that we call the body, the mind, and the world appear like waves. And that was another one that was just like, what? I had to read it like, I don't know, three or four times. And still, I'm a little gobsmacked, I guess might be the word. Okay, here's the finishing piece. Imagine that one wall of the room we are sitting in is composed entirely of mirror. The image that appears in the mirror will be identical to the room in which we are sitting. The space that appears in the mirror will appear identical to the space that appears in the room. However, when we reach out our hand and try to touch the physical objects or the space that appear in the mirror we touch only the mirror, not the objects or the space. Although there is an illusion of space in the mirror, in fact, everything that appears in the mirror appears at the same distance from it. That is, no distance at all. Nothing is closer to the mirror than anything else. Consciousness is like a three-dimensional mirror in which everything appears. Everything that appears in the mirror of consciousness is at the same distance from it, and that is no distance at all. Whatever we touch only presence. Whatever we perceive only presence. Whatever we experience, this presence, only ever experience ourself. Every experience is one with presence. Every experience is presence. And as Reverend Gloria has in her own handwriting, in this transcript that she sent me, yes and amen. So I'll turn the mic over to you, Reverend Gloria. I look forward to what you have to say.
All right. Very good. Very good. Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, that is, we will get into here what really, and it all boils down to really just one thing. You know, there are a lot of words there, but they're only saying one thing. All right. I want to start with, I want to go over our core value for today. For today's topic, it is core value number one. Let me get to that. core value number one states, we trust everyone is led by unique inner guidance to one experience called awakening, which is realization of one true self. We live this value by supporting one another on different paths of awakening. All right, that is our core value, our Awakening Together core value. And again, you can find out more about our core values right out on our website, awakening-together.org. All right, so I think the first thing that I want to start out with today is, you know, when I initially embarked, I want to say, you know, on this path, on the path to awakening, on the path to self-actualization, realizing what I am, who I am, how I am, you know, I had really no idea that it would involve me becoming no one, becoming no thing. You know, I think that the part of me that initially ventured out on this path, that part of me wanted to be somebody. You know, I wanted the healing of it all. I wanted the information and the healing that I knew was inherent, would be inherent in getting on a path like this. But there was definitely that part of me that wanted not to disappear, you know? And so that has been, you know, this whole process is really getting to a place where, you know, you're no one. You're no thing. You're in no time. You're not attempting to get anywhere or to do anything. I think the last time that I spoke, well, not at the last gathering, but I think the last time I kind of picked up the mic, I think Reverend Jay was actually sharing that day. I shared that I had let go of a habit that I had had for probably 30 years, and that's smoking. So what I did is I was focused on awareness for probably 2 months. I mean, really consistently, intensely focused on awareness. You know, I think I had finally come to a place where I was just not willing to keep going on the same path, doing the same thing and not seeing significant changes in my life. And by that, I mean letting go of even the need for those changes, you know, to take place, getting to a place where I'm okay with what is, whatever that may be. So I didn't set out on the experiential journey, because that's what it has become, very experiential. At that time, I didn't set that as a goal. I didn't say, okay, well, I'm going to go in and this is going to be the end. That wasn't the deal at all. It came about that way. And so actually yesterday I celebrated 60 days of being, I know, right, Kathy, of being smoke-free. And it wasn't easy, I'm telling you. I don't mean to sit here and say that, you know, it was just a piece of cake and a breeze. And, you know, no, it wasn't. It was challenging for me, especially the first few weeks. It was very challenging. It required me to look beyond the personal needs, the body's needs, the body wanting to do what it's always done. It required me to go beyond that And in going beyond that, I extracted some amazing insights. I mean, and I want to share some of that here today with you, some of the insights that came about. It was almost as if it was waiting, life, presence, awareness was waiting for me to position or to be in a position where I wasn't so dependent on what the body wanted. You know, I don't know quite how to phrase that particular part of it, but, you know, there was so much insight that came about. There were so many downloads, I guess you would, it's probably the best word I could use for it. Because again, it wasn't really about just that thing. As Kathy was reading today in today's reading, you know, I mentioned at the beginning that reading was only saying one thing. And that is this aware, this present moment is really all there is. There is no, whenever we throw our attention out into the future, we have to do that in the now. Whenever we reach back to something that happened in our past or we're reliving something that occurred in the past, we do that in the now. And so the focus that I was applying to awareness, to this moment, was calling all of my energy back out of the future, out of the past, into this moment. And I didn't realize how much of my energy was constantly going outward, constantly reaching for this thing or trying to fix this thing or, you know, involving with this and that and the third. All of it required me to bring my energy back into this moment where all, where everything is, where consciousness exists, right? And I think I also mentioned that, you know, it was that focus on awareness that affected that type of change. So again, that's something I had made multiple attempts. I've never gone 60 days without that at all, ever. So, and it's something I had been, you know, I had made various attempts to overcome over the years and was never really successful. So the fact that focusing in on awareness, focusing in on the only thing that is capable of making any type of change for anyone, and I mean a sustainable change, not just a temporary fix. I mean a sustainable change that comes about through the focus on awareness in this present moment. We hear so much about, you know, the here and the now on this path. There are tons of books out there. There are many teachers, great teachers, awesome teachers who talk about the need to be in this moment here, this very present moment, and to not, you know, have our energy dispersed out into the future or in the past. We've heard so much about how important and why that's important to us. But for me, until it became an experiential part, not just something that I've heard, not just something that I've read, not just something that I've talked about even, but until it became my actual experience of actually focusing in on that present moment through meditation, you know, I've just, again, I've seen so many, the letting go of the smoking was the tip of the iceberg. I've really experienced some profound insights from being focused on awareness in this present moment. One of those things that I experienced was was the unknown, right? Being comfortable with not knowing. For me, I've always been the type of person who wanted, or I should say, the ghost in this machine has always wanted to know what's going to happen, when is it going to happen, what do I need to do. You know, I've always wanted to have everything very into a very neat, you know, package, as I'm sure, you know, is not an uncommon thing. We have been programmed to follow instructions, to expect things to be a certain way. If we do A and B, we expect C to occur. It's just the way we're reared, the way we're wired. And so that's another thing, that another insight that I experienced was letting go of that need to know so much. The uncertainty, the area of the gray area, right? We do whatever's in front of us to do, as always, you know? But there's no, even when it came to this gathering, you know, I was very much the type of person who I didn't need to have everything laid out. I didn't need to have every word and every detail laid out, but an outline. I needed an outline. I need to know where, you know, as my insights come in to me, I'm recording those because I want to keep on a certain path. I want things to go a certain way and roll out a certain way. So I'd follow an outline and say, okay, yeah, these are things that have come up since I started looking at these are things that have come up since I started looking at whatever topic I'm looking at. So I have very much ventured out and said, you know what? So much for that. So much for needing an outline of anything, you know? Whatever shows up in this moment is what shows up in this moment. I'm not in control of anything. I'm not in control of how things roll out. I'm not, certainly not in control of outcomes, you know? That's another thing that I've had to really hone in on, is letting go of the need for anything to be a certain way. You know, you do what's in front of you to do, and the rest takes care of itself magically, if you ask me, you know. And all of that is a direct result from, again, choosing to focus my attention consistently in this present moment. I take time out, and I'm sure you all, you know, are doing the same thing or some version of the same thing in terms of your meditation. You know, taking time out to zero in on the only thing that matters. I shared from Mark Nepo's book at the last time that I shared. I shared some information from Mark Nepo, who's a poet. And he mentioned that this is the only thing worth teaching. It's the only thing worth teaching, is being focused here in this now moment, allowing presence to live through us in whatever way it's wanting to do that. Now, I mentioned at the beginning that, you know, a lot of these insights that have come through focusing on awareness, they were not anticipated. I didn't set out to say, well, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, and, you know, all of this stuff. It's just, this is how things have shaped up. Another profound insight that I received through, throughout this process, you know, Regina shared a couple of weeks ago something about the devil. And I wonder at times if there'll ever come a point where I'm not awestruck by those types of synchronicities. Like Kathy mentioned, the meditation lining up with what this talk and the reading was about today. Those amazing synchronicities are just reminders of our oneness, that there's only one thing happening here through various different bodies and, you know, individual expressions. There's really only one thing happening. But getting back to what I was saying, though, Regina spoke about the devil. And at that time, I was literally contemplating that the devil was within. There's no guy, you know, with the red horn and this stake thing, you know, the devil is within us. If you think about what the Bible has to say about Satan, how he didn't want to be a part of God. He wanted to be separate. He wanted to be set apart, you know. There were so many similarities, things that I can't even really recall now. But at that time when she mentioned that, I was actually contemplating. As a matter of fact, I had the thought that the name of this sharing today would be "The Devil is in the Details." That was actually what I was thinking when she talked about that. And so, to me, that meant not putting anything outside, you know, outside of where I am, you know, looking through this lens, through this lens of truth, looking at through the lens of awareness. That, you know, the devil is within us. The thought of the devil is within us, just as the thought of God is within us. These things aren't outside of us. And really recognizing and watching the efforts towards things like survival, you know, because that's what the devil is. It's all about me. It's all about my survival. It's all about what I can get and what I'm going to do. And, you know, that type of mentality. And really paying attention to that. That's where my attention was resting on around that time that she gave that talk, was being aware and watching for this level of survival, this need to have things be a certain way or to be in control, the attempt towards manipulating things out of their normal, or trying to anyway, right? Because once we once we get into that mode, you know, of pushing against what is, you know, we know what occurs there. There's suffering. There's absolute suffering from pushing against what is. So as I mentioned, you know, all of these insights began to kind of make their way into my awareness, where I was really wanting to go deeper into the awareness, go deeper into focusing in on the presence. Because it's everywhere, It's just a matter of, it's not to the exclusion of everything else. Everything is within this awareness. Everything is within this consciousness. So, you know, other areas of my life have naturally been affected from focusing in this way of letting go of, as the smoking fell away, other things began to fall away. New, healthier habits are taking shape, taking form. And these things are happening literally without any personal effort. I'm not getting up and writing out a list of, okay, well, now I want to change this and I want to change that and I want to change the other. It's nothing like that. It's just being and allowing what's the perfection that has always been here, right? That's what the Course talks about, is us removing the blocks to love's presence. And so that as those blocks are moved, and that's done again through focusing in on awareness, as those blocks are moved, you know, perfection is realized. You know, perfection is always here. Joy, peace, love, happiness, understanding, all of it is already here. And so focusing in the way that I've been focusing in on, and even my meditation has evolved. It has evolved in what I'm doing in meditation, which, you know, there's focus there on my breath. There's focus on primarily on awareness, though. Primarily focused directly on awareness. So as I've began to, as even as I talk about it, I almost go into a meditative state. I'm telling you the truth. I can just go right into meditation from right there, you know? There's this evolution that's taken place. And a part of me is still like, is this really happening? Is all of this like, because, you know, even the way I respond, there's more of a response than a reaction. There's more of a calmness than an uncertainty. There's more okayness with not knowing, you know, and that's huge for me. I cannot explain how huge that is for me. Being okay with not knowing what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, what the outcome will be. But, you know, I'm in this state of awe, really, because it's not like I haven't been meditating, you know. I'm really at a loss as to what specifically I'm doing differently than I wasn't doing before, you know, or perhaps there's this building up, this compounding of energy, you know, because I haven't seen the types of results that I'm seeing today over, I would say, the past 3-4 years. And possibly because I wasn't meditating consistently, you know, possibly because there were breaks. If I wasn't feeling it that day, I didn't do it that day. And nowadays, whether there's, you know, whether there's a feeling to do so or not, it gets done. So I would imagine that that has possibly played into the process a bit, being more consistent, more focused on having whatever experience is going to show up, and then not really having an idea about that. my attention now is drawn to my Fitbit. I got this for Mother's Day, and I love it. It's awesome. It tracks my heart rate. And the reason why my attention is drawn to it now is because sometimes I look at it and I can see my heart, what my heart is doing, what my heart rate is doing. And that to me now is just the most awesomeness thing, you know, because there is a very natural system. Like, let me give you an experience of what I'm talking about. I think that'll be easier than trying to explain it fully. I'm in love with experience at this point. So if you were to focus now on the temperature of your body, I believe a normal temperature is somewhere around 98.7. So if you were to focus now intently on your body temperature and realize that that's being regulated without any effort on your part. Whether you're in a warmer climate or in a much cooler climate, as Indianapolis can be at times, a much cooler climate than what I have been accustomed to, the body, the natural system in the body, the autonomic system, is regulating every inch of that. There's nothing that you have to do to regulate your body temperature. It's being regulated for you. And when I look, you know, I wear this when I go to bed as well. And sometimes I'll get up in the morning and I'll look at my app where I can see my stats, and it'll tell me where my heart rate dropped to as I was resting, you know, or it'll tell me how long I was in a deep sleep or how long I was in a light sleep. It's just an amazing device. I've never had anything like this, but I've become more conscious of my health. So things like that are just showing up for me. This was a gift. It was a gift. So I love that, you know, the universe is automatically giving me exactly what I need when I need it. In the same way that our body temperature is being regulated for us by this natural system. So when I focus in on that part, that naturally working system that is always keeping everything in perfect order, it's that same system that's orchestrating life. It's not just orchestrating your body temperature or my heart rate here on my band. It's orchestrating life. So the more I fall into that, the more I accept that, the more I'm in tune with that, the more I realize that there's never been anything that has ever occurred that wasn't required, that wasn't valid for this life. And the same holds true for you. There's never been anything that has ever occurred that wasn't absolutely valid for your evolution, valid and required for where you were at that moment and what you was required for you to experience in order for you to evolve to wherever you are now and to wherever you're going in the future. It's all required. It's all valid. So in beginning to validate my own experience in this way, by looking at this natural process, the fact that my body temperature is holding at 98.7 right now, even though I'm speaking to you, even though I'm involved now with what I'm saying in the moment, my body temperature is still being regulated. My heart is still beating at a pace that's sustaining life. And again, it's that natural part of life that the more I focus there, the more that I focus internal in that way and become aware of this natural working, the less interested I am in what's happening out there, the less interest, the more my focus comes back inward and recognizes that this is literally what's living this life. I'm first of all overwhelmed with gratitude at times when I focus inwardly in that way. That there's nothing that I need do in order for these processes to take place. I get overwhelmed with gratitude at times because it becomes so evident to me that that's also what's causing everything else, and what's affecting everything else, what's, you know, encompassing everything else. Again, acknowledging that created this validation that I've never really experienced before, to be quite honest with you. I think that I've sought validation through my efforts, through being a certain way, through, just about anything. I've sought validation in many different ways outwardly. But to begin to validate my experience, my beingness in this way I can't even begin to tell you how, you know, profound the feeling is internally and how grateful I am that, you know, that there's nothing I need to, you know, in order to be validated or to feel validated. We are born worthy and we remain that way. That's what the covering of perfection means, you know, that perfection has always been here. It's always available to us. It's only a matter of us beginning to, again, for me, it has been about focusing my attention inwardly on this awareness, becoming more aware of what's happening internally, being far more concerned with what's happening internally than I am about what's happening externally. Right? That has been a game changer for me, to say the least, a game changer, absolutely. That validation has been critical, you know. It's brought me a level of peace and understanding that, again, has made this process of letting go for the first 30 days when I let go of smoking, I went, oh, you know, I don't know, you know, I have, cause, you know, it's uncertain. It's all unknown. I don't know what, you know, what's going to happen next month. It's kind of like being, you know, if anyone has ever been in Alcoholics Anonymous or anything, it's kind of like that. If you pick up one drink again, you're an alcoholic again, you know? So that was kind of hanging over my head there for the first like 30 days, you know? You go back in that direction, you're right back where you started from. So focusing on that awareness. I think the words that I used before was that awareness is curative. Awareness is the cure. We cannot solve a problem from the problem. We can't change matter with matter. We have to operate from awareness. That's what gets it done. That's what effects these changes like this. So yeah, it's been interesting going through that process and watching the unfolding of other things, things that I didn't plan on, didn't imagine, couldn't imagine experiencing, like the validation, that insight, the insight about the devil being within, you know, all of these amazing insights. Awareness is the key. There's nothing else worth teaching. I don't know what else I would talk about going forward, because it's the only thing that matters. You know, if there is a different way for me to share about awareness or what awareness means or what how my experience is being impacted from focusing on awareness, you know, I don't know. I guess I'll cross those bridges when I get to them, as they say. But for me, it's the only thing that is worth talking about. I am truly grateful for the insight that has been made known to me in certain areas, and the continuation. You know, this is an ongoing experience. There's no awakening to that truth and that's it. Oh, well, you know, that's the truth. And, you know, I don't know. It's not that. There is a continual process. There's continual effort, or continual effort is not the right word. There is a continual desire here to connect into awareness. It doesn't stop. Yes, and Dawn, yes, I do want you to play a closing song. I feel complete with what I've shared today about awareness. Thank you all for listening. And yes, Dawn, if you would play a closing song for us, and love to you all.
You are hope that will not let me. stillness of my soul, you know.
Thank you. And yes, I do see that Dawn has also put a link in the room for anyone who would like to make a donation to Awakening Together. We are coming up here on the 11:30 mark, which I know that we have the fellowship time after that. So if anyone would like to share anything they like, really. If anyone wants to share, then you will have that opportunity to do so here in a couple of minutes. We do have a few minutes left if anyone would want to say anything now. I can't see any hands. Dawn, how about you?
Not seeing anything right this second. I'm looking.
Yeah. Yes, I see Lynn marking letting go of the need to know. Yeah, that's an ongoing process too. You know, I'm just in awe. There's no way for me to really to break it down. I hope that, you know, whatever I shared today was at least understandable, and that, you know, you kind of went along with me for the little ride there. But I'm in absolute awe about the things that are unfolding right now and the way they're unfolding. Meanwhile, all the while, I'm focused internally and letting the chips fall where they may, as they say. Yeah. Yes. And absolutely, Kathy, candles stay burning. All right. I'm going to go ahead and release the mic back over to you, Dawn. And thanks again, guys, for allowing me the space to be who I am, how I am, and what I am. Love to you all again.